This is JIS News. Coming up, NSWMA to get new board of directors. Petroleum Company of Jamaica Petcom to be privatized and National Security Minister satisfied with security arrangements ahead of visit of the President of the United States of America and Heads of State of CARICOM. The news in detail after this message.
If you live in Dehaney Park, Patrick City, Harbor View, Helcher, Angels 1 and 2, or Angels Grove, the National Solid Waste Management Authority will be in your community on the last Sunday of each month from now until August to collect your electronic waste. If you're in another section of St. Catherine, Kingston, or St. Andrew, take your e-waste to their Mason Plaza and King Street in Spanish Town, or the NSWMA head office on Halfway Tree Road, Kingston 10. Remember, Jamaica's beauty is our duty. Funded by the Strategic Approach to International Chemicals Management.
Now the news. Local Government Minister Noel R. Scott says a new board of directors is to be installed at the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA. Mr. R. Scott says the new board will be appointed following the resignation of 7 of the 11-member committee. He says there was unease among members of the board regarding the decision not to renew the contract of Executive Director Jennifer Edwards. The minister says given the number of resignations, the current board has been left without a quorum, rendering it incapable of fulfilling its functions. A new board will be announced over the next few days.
Majority of the members of the board have indicated that they are not willing to continue their service and have accepted their resignations. These resignations have rendered the board ineffective. I will seek new membership to reconstitute the board of the NSWMA, and I intend in short order to propose nominees for a new board or cabinet approval.
Minister R. Scott was addressing a Jamaica House press briefing Wednesday. In the meantime, local government minister Noel R. Scott is reiterating the call for members of the public to avoid using backyard fires to dispose of garbage. Mr. R. Scott says his ministry will be stepping up public education efforts about the dangers and health risks caused by burning garbage.
People are burning tires, burning wires and plastic and all this thing to extract the metal from it or what have you. A number of fires. Coal burning is a part of some people's economic activity, yet still it's a problem because always toxic fumes are emitted where you burn.
Mr. R. Scott also called on the Ministry of Health to ramp up its community patrols in order to drastically reduce the number of backyard fires being lit across the country. The Petroleum Company of Jamaica, Petcom, is now set for privatization following Cabinet's approval of an enterprise team to administrate and execute the plan. Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner says the team will be chaired by Professor Edwin Jones with 6 other members.
The other members are Mr. Christopher Cargill, Mr. Christopher Leckie, Ms. Nareen Small, Mr. Richard Dawkins, Ms. Catherine Williams, and Ms. Colleen Weiss. The timetable for the completion of the privatization is September 2015.
Senator Faulkner was speaking at a post-cabinet press briefing at the office of the Prime Minister Wednesday. Petcom was incorporated in 1973 as a subsidiary of the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, PCJ, to market a variety of petroleum products, industrial fuels, and lubricants. The company has a network of 24 service stations and liquefied petroleum gas, LPG, filling plants island-wide. Petcom owns 9 of the stations, while the remaining ones are dealer-owned and operated. And Minister of National Security Peter Bunting has expressed satisfaction with the progress of the security arrangements being implemented for the visit of President of the United States, Barack Obama. The Chief of Defense Staff and the Commissioner of Police, along with their support officers, briefed the Minister and Permanent Secretary Wednesday on the security and logistical plans surrounding the visit. Minister Bunting says among the measures being implemented is the immediate call-out of the National Reserve of the Jamaica Defense Force to strengthen security around the visit, as well as to assist in wider crime prevention efforts across the country. He is advising the public that traffic diversions and road closures will be put in place and further specific updates will be issued closer to the visit. Additionally, airspace control measures will be communicated by the Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority. President Obama and heads of state and government of CARICOM are scheduled to visit Jamaica on April 9. That was GIS News. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.